The lawyer representing South African model Gabriella Engels, who was allegedly attacked by Zimbabwe's former First Lady Grace Mugabe last year, says he welcomes the South African government's decision to issue a warrant of arrest for the former First Lady. Willie Spisch, who represents both Engels and the non-profit group Afroforum, which advocates for the rights of minorities, says the warrant represents justice for Engels.
We are very glad to hear about the news that the National Prosecuting Authority has gone to the lens of issuing a warrant of arrest for Grace Mugabe.
The warrant of arrest for Mrs. Mugabe relates to a 2017 incident where she allegedly attacked Engels, who was with her sons in a hotel room in Johannesburg. She allegedly used an extension cord, causing damages to Engels' face. Following the incident, Mrs. Mugabe applied for and was granted immunity and allowed to leave the country without answering to the charges. AfriForum challenged South Africa's decision to grant Mrs. Mugabe immunity, resulting in the High Court overturning the decision earlier this year, paving the way for the arrest warrant to be issued, explained Spisch.
We were involved in a civil process, and the civil process was actually to take the initial decision by the political decision makers on review to set aside the diplomatic immunity that was granted to Grace Mugabe. Since that happened and the court handed down their judgment setting aside the diplomatic immunity, the ball was back in the prosecuting authority's court.
For the arrest warrant to be executed, Mrs. Mugabe will have to visit South Africa where the warrant is in effect. Alternatively, however, Spisch says, though South Africa does not have extraterritorial jurisdiction, it can request the extradition of Mrs. Mugabe from the government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa through its global extradition treaties.
Our court can only issue a warrant which works within the boundaries of South Africa. But we do have, as a country, we do have extradition treaties with countries all over the world, which makes provision for extradition in certain cases. And I assume that if the authorities do necessary steps, it will be possible to apply for her extradition. And then it will be a decision for Zimbabwe's authorities whether they are willing to extradite her or not.
Speaking on behalf of the Zimbabwean government, Ministry of Information Permanent Secretary Nick Mangwana said they have not yet received formal notice from South Africa on the arrest warrant and will only address the issue when it arises.
As far as the government of Zimbabwe is concerned, we haven't received anything from South Africa regarding Mrs. Mugabe. So from a government of point of view and position, we do not have a position until or unless we receive something from the government of South Africa. Then it will be considered by our own due process and will be treated in accordance with our processes and law. As of now, we are only dealing with hypotheticals.
Mangwana indicated that even if the extradition request was made, the process could be lengthy.
We will consider any circumstances on a case-by-case basis. Extradition is a big process which involves our Home Affairs, it involves the Attorney General, and even the Minister of Justice. It also involves provincial magistrates.
Willie Spisch says whether or not Mrs. Mugabe is ever arrested, the fact that she cannot visit South Africa to shop, as she had allegedly done in the past, is punishment in itself and a win for his client, Gabriella Engels.
Well, if she doesn't come, then nothing will happen, but she won't be able to do any shopping in South Africa for now, which I think is in itself a huge penalty to her, given the excessive spending tendencies that she displayed over the past few years. So she won't be able to visit South Africa because there is a warrant, and if she arrives at the airport, she will be arrested by the authorities there.
Efforts to reach Mrs. Mugabe or her lawyers were unsuccessful. Reporting for VOA's Zimbabwe service, I am Tanonoka Wande in Washington, D.C.